Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Always in late February, when the first white crawfish reached 2 inches in length, a ritual began in the Darbonne Swamp that included my father, his cousin, and me, an adolescent youth in those years a half century ago. The object of the tradition was to procure smallmouth bass for the deep black skillet. Using a long-handled homemade drag consisting of a joint of 1-inch galvanized pipe attached to a basket of hardware cloth, we scraped the ditches along White's Ferry Road for the tender crawfish. When a sufficient number filled the steel 5-gallon bucket stuffed with Spanish moss, we were set to go the following morning. Barring a late cold front, we launched the low-sided Arkansas Traveler at Holland's Bluff Landing at first light as wood ducks beat their way from Buttonbush Roost to the Oak Flats. The bayou was different then, before the Corps of Engineers' latest edition of navigation improvements on the Washita River drowned the shallow, rippling gravel bars under quiescent, sediment-laden pools. Dad knew the location of these unique habitats, even if they were hidden under winter backwater. And the 7.5-horsepower outboard pushed us upstream toward Old Mill, site of a short-lived sawmill, or perhaps the wreck where the steamboat tributary burned and sank in 1890. Here we anchored, fitted spin cast rigs with lead weights and 2-aught hooks baited with the crawfish, and flung the offerings into the cold, dark bayou. Almost always, we caught the spunky red-eyed bass. Many years and a challenging ichthyology class later, I learned in no uncertain terms from a favorite professor that smallmouth bass are not native to Louisiana because they are adapted to live in cooler waters. The bass that we caught then on Bayou Darbonne are properly called spotted bass, members of the black bass group along with largemouth and true smallmouth bass. Other common names of the spotted bass are Kentucky bass and red-eye bass. Resembling slender largemouth bass, spotted bass have black splotches on their sides, and indeed their mouth is smaller than that of their abundant largemouth cousins. We rarely caught a spotted bass of more than 2 pounds, and the Louisiana state record for the species is less than 5 pounds. Spotted bass are still found throughout the state, but are likely much less abundant than before most of our rivers and bayous were altered by dams, navigation projects, and pollution. They tend to be found in areas with more current than largemouth bass, and usually choose gravel or rocky areas as spawning sites, habitats that are uncommon in many Louisiana streams. Reeled up from the depths of a mysterious, unseen realm beneath the surface to leap and splash in the still-angled winter sunlight, they seem to me inspirited treasures with fiery red eyes.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley, and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.